Lesson 11.3, page 112, exercises 1B and 1C.
Well, that was fascinating. Thank you, Professor Harold Jenkins and Professor Angela Suarez. We'll now take questions about their presentation from the floor. Yes?
What's been the most surprising finding from your research into taste and color?
That's a good question. Professor Jenkins, would you like to take this one?
Sure. I guess I would have to say the results of the experiment we did with different colored candies. Other results were interesting, but the candy study was really surprising. So, to explain, people in different groups ate the same candy, but in different colors. Then they reported on the taste. Red was reported to taste sweeter, yellow was imagined to have hints of lemon or citrus, and green conjured up mint.
So, would you say that our expectations always affect taste?
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, even with familiar foods, our expectations affect taste perception.
Okay, thanks. Can we have another question, please? Yes, there in the back.
So it's not just color, then?
Let me just check that I've understood your question. Are you asking if our expectations are based on more than just color?
Yeah, because the example was just about color.
Ah, okay. I see. Well, the short answer is yes. All our senses, and memory too, contribute to perception. But color associations are deeply integrated with those. For example, look at this cookie. From the brown color, I'd say it's chocolate. But then I smell it and get new sensory information. If it smells salty rather than sweet, then it could be another food entirely that just happens to look like a chocolate cookie. Do you see? Color works in combination with the other senses.
Fascinating. Okay, any more questions?
Yes, Professor Jenkins, are manufacturing companies using this research?
Well, I'm afraid that's not really my area. Perhaps Professor Suarez can answer that one.
Yes, they are. But it's mostly just snack food companies right now. Let me think. I know. Oreos. Oreo cookies are a perfect example. Oreos are the best-selling cookie in the United States, and one reason they're so popular is the color combination. Black cookies with white cream between them. Everybody knows them. But now they're using that familiarity, that expectation, to surprise people and make them see this very familiar product as something new and different. How? By simply changing the color. So you'll have a Halloween Oreo with orange filling, or springtime Oreos with pastel fillings, that kind of thing. And sales go up every time, even though it's the same cookie by taste.
So it's also cultural?
Sorry, but what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, only some people would associate orange with Halloween, right?
Ah, I see what you mean. If you see Oreos with orange cream around the time of Halloween and you live here in the States, you'll make the connection instantly. If you're from somewhere else, maybe not. It's the same with the different flavors of Oreos, too. I mean, ones with green filling are mint-flavored here, but in Japan, they're green tea-flavored. You see what I mean? Manufacturers respect the cultural associations with color and use them to their advantage.
Okay, we're running out of time, so let's have one final question, please. Okay, yes, go ahead.
I was just wondering, does Professor Jenkins have any anecdotes like that?
I'm not sure I understand. Could you rephrase the question, please?
Sure. Can you share an example from your own personal experience that supports your research?
Oh, I see. Well, I've never really thought about it like that, but now that you ask, yes, I can. Blue corn chips from Mexico. You know, nacho chips. The first time I saw a blue corn chip, I assumed it was going to taste really weird, or at least be something totally new. I didn't know that blue corn existed. But as we all know now, the taste is almost the same as any other corn chip. So I was actually kind of disappointed.